Swan. Prisoners complain of atrocities to OAS Investigation Committee. Caribe. Consul Washburn has been recalled. Swan. Consul Washburn has been airlifted by helicopter to protect his life. Both stations agreed on one thing. The plot did not work. Pupo, the head of the army, just wasn't there to announce the liberation over the radio, and instead, Trujillo Jr. has taken over, and it's a bloodbath out there. The SIM are doing house-to-house searches. Over 5,000 people have been arrested, including family members of the conspirators. I wanted to block my ears and not listen to this stuff. Whenever I feel this way, I start writing in my diary so there's another voice that I can listen to. A third radio, tuned to my own heart. So I snuck off to the bathroom with my diary, and soon enough, Mommy was calling me, saying it was rude for me to be off by myself, come join them and be sociable. But then Tia Mari told her to let me be, that it's a good thing that I'm writing, that ever since I started keeping this diary, I'm talking a lot more. It took her saying so for me to realize it's true. The words are coming back, as if by writing them down, I'm fishing them out of forgetfulness, one by one.
Okay. Did you understand all that about the two radio stations? They are both reporting on something called the OAS. It's not really explained in the book, but I think the OAS is an organization that works for peace and justice in Latin American countries, including the Dominican Republic. Radio Caribe says things are pretty much okay in the Dominican Republic. Radio Swan says the opposite. For one thing, they say that prisoners have been complaining to the OAS about the atrocities, which means really terrible things, that they've been facing in prison. So which station is telling the truth? Well, Radio Caribe is the official station of the Dominican Republic. It is controlled by El Jefe's government. Radio Swan, on the other hand, is that secret illegal station that's run by some Dominican people who live outside the country and are free to say what they want. So I'm betting that Swan is the station you can trust. Let's go on to June 9th, 1961, on page 111.
June 9th, 1961, Friday, evening. Mommy has heard from Tio Pepe that Mr. Washburn is back in Washington and pushing to get Papi and Tio Tony on the OAS list of prisoners interviewed, as their lives are then much safer. Once the OAS has a name on record, it's harder for the SIM to get rid of that individual. Mommy and Tia Mari have begun praying a rosary to the Virgin Mary every night to take care of all the prisoners, but most especially to take care of Papi and Tio Tony.